Beautiful, beautiful, Jesus is beautiful, and Jesus makes beautiful things of my life, carefully touching me.
In that day, the branch of the Lord will be beautiful and glorious. The desert and the parched land will be glad. The wilderness will rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it will burst into bloom. It will rejoice greatly and shout for joy. Many will see the glory of the Lord, the splendor of our God. Then will the eyes of the blind be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame will leap like a deer and the mute tongue shout for joy. Water will gush forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The burning sand will become a pool and thirsty ground bubbling springs.
Beautiful, beautiful, Jesus is beautiful, and Jesus makes beautiful things of my life. Touching me, causing my eyes to see that Jesus makes beautiful things of my life.
Jesus makes beautiful things of my life.
Friends, welcome to Discovering a Better Life. And for each of you who are listening today, we want you to know that there is hope in this life for everyone to experience joy, peace, meaning, and purpose. In fact, this hope we at A Better Life Ministries talk about so often is discovered by embracing an intimate personal relationship with the living God who made you, who loves you, and who wants the best for you, both now and forever. And to make sure you're able to find your way to Him, God did an extraordinary thing. He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to this earth in order to show you the way. Jesus Himself said, "My purpose is to give eternal life abundantly." And we read that in John chapter 10 and verse 10. Then He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through Me," in John 14 and verse 6. And it is because of those words spoken by Jesus, we know there is hope for life, and we know that you and I can have a life of hope, of joy, peace, purpose, and glory if we would willingly place our trust in Him. Friends, we sincerely believe that Jesus Christ is the way to God, and that God sent His unique Son to this earth to show us the way to Him. In fact, Jesus is a bridge from an imperfect life with its sin and frustration to a wonderful life with a loving God. And amazingly, Jesus made a way for us to find God by dying for our sins, and then God miraculously raised Him from the dead. Well, some of you might be asking the question, why do we need help to get to God? And the simple answer to that question is because we live in a world that is in conflict. There is evil in this world. It's a world that is in constant conflict with good. This evil is known as sin, because it is rebellion against God, a rebellion that separates us from God. However, for some of us, it's easy to believe that we're not a bad person and that we can make sense of our own life. But deep down in our heart is the knowledge that we are not good enough or powerful enough to make sense of this world and our life. You see, each of us have done things we shouldn't have and not done things we should have. And we sometimes hunger to know the God who is perfect, who made this world, and who can make sense of life. But none of us is perfect. Each of us are better than some, but worse than others. So who are we to ask anything of God? Indeed, when we stop to think about it, because of our inherent weaknesses, our very lives must be offensive to God. And deep within our heart, we know we cannot fix it by ourselves. And this is a reason for God sending his perfect Son, Jesus, to this earth. And in an intriguing way, God told the story of his Son in a book so we could know him personally. We at A Better Life Ministries believe that the book called the Bible really is the Word of God, and that this is where the good news about Jesus is found. The good news that God's own Son was born into this messed up world, that he lived like we live, and that he let himself die for our mistakes, for each of our sins, that he paid an enormous price for us, so that we could each face God without the shame and guilt of sin. In essence, Jesus models for us how to live a God-designed and God-directed life in this world. Friends, the Bible reveals that Jesus is the way back to God, that he is the answer to those deep questions that each of us ask in our reflective moments. Questions such as, where did we come from? What are we doing here on this earth? And where will we go when our life on earth ceases? The Bible reveals to us that Jesus is the door to our spiritual understanding, that he is the one who enables us to experience true spiritual life on earth, and that he is the only way to the living God who offers each of us the hope of eternal life. Indeed, it is only through coming to know Jesus that we can find true meaning, joy, peace, and purpose in each of our lives. In fact, Jesus is able to accomplish whatever may concern you today. He is able to handle anything that might come your way. He is able to do much more than you could ever dream. And he is able to make you complete in every way.
He is able, more than able, to accomplish what concerns me today. He is able, more than able, to handle anything that comes my way. He is able, more than able, to do much more than I could ever dream. He is able, more than able, to make me what he wants me to be. He is able, more than able, to accomplish what concerns me today. He is able, more than able, to handle anything that comes my way. Much more than I could ever dream. He is able, more than able, to make me what he wants me to be.
Dear listening friends, because of what Jesus did while he lived on this earth, we believe that we can live forever with God. And we believe that the good news about Jesus is not just that he suffered and died for our sins, it is also that God raised him back from the dead. Now that makes sense, that God would send his Son to this earth to show us how to live, that he would die for our sins, and then, triumphantly, that God would raise him back from the grave in which his dead body lay. In fact, it makes more sense to us than anything else in this world. So if you're listening today and would like to learn more about Jesus and how he can help you to move forward in your life's journey and discover how to make a life of hope real, we invite you to write to us and request a free booklet, which we have titled, Who is This Jesus? To receive your complimentary copy, simply write to Discovering a Better Life, Post Office Box 1540, Albany, Western Australia 6331. Our telephone number is 98-418-418. We also invite you to visit our website, www.discoveringabetterlife.org.au. where you will discover links that will lead you to an even better understanding of who Jesus is and what he is able to do for you if you're willing to trust him. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this message today. We ask you to tune in to this station at the same time next week when we will share another life-changing message with you. Until then, may God bless you with his love, his wisdom, and his peace.
The sky shall unfold, preparing his entrance. The stars shall applaud him with thunders of praise. The sweet light in his eyes shall enhance those awaiting, and we shall behold him then face to face, and we shall behold him, we shall behold him face to
say.